This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفناء حي على الفناء
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. عباد الله، يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide. And whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is His slave and His messenger. To proceed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Mecca was persecuted. His followers were persecuted. He was belied, although he was known as having never told a lie. And he was rejected by his people. And he was mocked to the point where the people of Quraysh would ask him and they would say, "Is this money that you need? Is this ploy, this claim of prophethood, a ploy to get money? Should we do a fund for you?" And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the hurt that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced from his people. And so Allah revealed, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in a sequence of verses things that Allah had granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We expanded for you your chest, and we removed from you the burden of your sins that had weighed you down, and we have raised your remembrance, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily with hardship there is ease. Verily with hardship there's ease. This verse repeats twice. And so in this brief khutbah, I wanted to comment on a few reflections from this verse. When you read, the scholars of tafsir, they mention the formulation of the verse includes a word that is what's called in Arabic ma'rifah. It is al-usr, the hardship. It is a hardship that is defined. It is a noun that is defined. It is speaking about a particular hardship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes yusr, He makes it nakira, He makes it undefined. And then in the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again, innama al-usr yusra, again with the hardship is ease. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَنْ يَغْلِبَ عُسْرٌ يُسْرَيْنِ. This verse indicates to us that the same hardship comes with multiple eases. It comes with two eases. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one hardship is not going to overwhelm two eases. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that when hardship is created, two eases are created alongside it. And so what are some things that we can take away just from this verse? Number one, the first is to understand that hardship is part and parcel of the human experience. There is nobody who gets to live problem-free. However many people there are in this masjid right now, that's how many problems you have, bare minimum. There are probably a lot more. But every single one of us has problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We've created man to be in a state of difficulty. This was not meant to be a place of raha. This was not meant to be a place of ease. This was not meant to be a place that is problem-free. That is what Jannah was designed to be. This world here, no, you're going to have problems. When you're in school, you're going to have problems of being a student. When you become an employee, you become the problems of being an employee. And so you say, no, I want to be an entrepreneur. So then you become an entrepreneur and you have the problems of being an entrepreneur. And then you're single and you say, I want to get married. And you go from having a single person's problems to married people's problems. You go from one stage to another. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We've created man to be in a state of turmoil, in a state of difficulty. So I understand that this is the nature of the game. I am not broken by the fact that I have problems because I was always going to have problems. Number two is to understand that these problems are still coming to you from a Lord who is more merciful to yourself than you are. And He is more merciful to you than your parents are. If they were to write your script, whoever it is that you think is the most merciful person you've ever encountered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He has written for you is more merciful to you than you would have written for yourself. And so being content and having tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Ibn Abbas, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّ لَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ لَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if the entire world were to gather to benefit you, they wouldn't be able to benefit you with anything more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already written for you. And if they were to gather to harm you, they wouldn't harm you with anything more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already written for you. The pen has been lifted and the ink has dried. And who is the one who wrote? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so I'm comfortable with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for myself. But even then, with that hardship, there is a number of eases that come. And so the scholars mentioned, for example, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. He says, with the hardship is ease. Even though we understand that the ease comes after. But he doesn't say, إِنَّ بَعْدِ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. He doesn't say, after the hardship is ease. He said, it is with. As if to say that the hardship comes and follows the ease, follows the hardship so closely that it's almost like they're racing one another. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed at a hole, and it was a hole of an animal that burrowed. And he said that if hardship were to enter into this hole, ease would enter with it too. It has to come. Of the manifestations of ease that comes with hardship is the sweetness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you of being able to call upon Him and being able to worship Him and having the sweetness of conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a frequency and a level that we might not have outside of that difficulty. And how many of us have experienced that, where things are going great in life, and that causes us to forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then a crisis happens, and then you find this nearness, and you find this tahajjud, and you find this dua, and you find these tears. And then when the crisis passes, you look back on those moments and you say, subhanAllah, there was such a sweetness to those days. I don't miss the test, but I miss the sweetness that had come with that test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the hadith that's reported by Muslim, that on the day of judgment He will say, Abdi maridtu falam taz'udni. Oh my servant, I was sick and you didn't come and visit me. And a person will say, Ya Rab, how can I visit you when you're the Lord of the worlds? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, didn't so-and-so become sick? If you had visited him, لَوَجَدْتَنِي عِنْدَهُ, you had found me with them. Allahu Akbar. When you think of the sick person, or when a person is sick, how many of us are cognizant of the fact that in that sickness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't leave them alone? Even if nobody visits them, even if people forsake them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in their company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells that person on the day of judgment, He says, that if you had come to visit them, you would have found me with them. What are some of the things that we can do briefly to invoke ease in hardship? I'll mention inshallah ta'ala briefly a number of things. Number one is istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍّ فَرَجًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever constantly makes istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make from them, from every difficulty, relief, and from every hardship, a way out. And Nuh alayhi salam, he said to his people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Nuh alayhi salam said, make istighfar and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the rain to fall, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you gardens and He will grant you children. Number two is to make things easy for other people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَنْ نَفَّسَ عَنْ مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That whoever removes a difficulty from a Muslim in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove from them a difficulty in the hereafter. And he says, وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُعْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And whoever makes things easy for a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for them in the dunya and the akhirah. Someone who's going through difficulty. And as you can imagine, there is no one who loved ease and to make things easy for people more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, يَسِّرُوا وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا وَبَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا. He said, make things easy and don't make things difficult. Don't be someone who makes things difficult. There is a hadith that describes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's spirit of ease, and it is amazing to me. It's amazing. The hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says, we were sitting and a man came rushing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, halakt. He says, waqa'tu zawjati fi Ramadan. Oh, waqa'tu ahli fi Ramadan. He said, I was intimate with my wife during the day of Ramadan. I'm destroyed. I'm ruined. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, can you free a slave? He says, no. He says, can you fast 2 months back to back? He goes, no. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, can you feed 60 people? The man says, no. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gone through all of the expiation with him. He's out. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simply sits there quietly. And then a man comes later on and he brings a miktal, he brings like a basket or a bucket of tamr, of dates. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives it to the man. And he says to him, go and distribute this amongst the poor. You didn't have any money to give in sadaqah? Now you've got money to give in sadaqah. Go and distribute it amongst the poor. And the man says, ya Rasulullah, to poorer than me? Wallahi, between the two mountains of Medina, there is not a family that is poorer than me. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laughed, Abu Hurairah said, until his molar teeth could be shown. And then he said to him, go and feed it to your family. Look at this incredible ease. This man came thinking that he was destroyed, and he leaves from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with food for his family. Many of us might have gotten frustrated by that audacity. How dare you try to take advantage of this situation? No, you're going to go and you're going to distribute it to the poor. Don't try to find a loophole in the deen. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make things easy for people. Don't make them difficult. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved ease. So number two is to make things easy for people. مَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُعْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Number three, and you knew this was coming, is taqwa. Taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا That whoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their affairs easy. And the last that I'll mention, of course, is to make dua. And there are many, many du'as that a person can make. And there are many adhkar that a person can make. Of them is La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he said that with this phrase, terrors are met because you're asking Allah to transform your state from a state of difficulty to a state of ease. Of them is the du'a of Yunus. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. There's no Muslim who calls upon this name or this du'a, makes this dhikr, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes from them hardship and distress. أَقُولُ مَا سِمِعْتُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ وَالْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سلم كثيرا اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها زكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ربنا أسقنا اللهم أنزل علينا غيثا مباركا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أسقي عبادك اللهم أسقي عبادك اللهم أسقي بهائمك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا أجود الأجودين اللهم أنزل علينا بركات من السماء اللهم أخرج لنا بركات من الأرض يا أرحم الراحمين يا رزاق يا كريم يا فتاح يا عليم